This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Group Media Group flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, emergency medical, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you're doing. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the website, the all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And before we get started with Denise Simon, I want to thank all the first responders, all the people that are rushing to get up into the panhandle to do search and recovery, and the power companies and the telephone companies and all those folks and the Red Cross and the Salvation Army that are all flooding into the area, Pensacola, Mobile, Southeast Alabama, Southwest Georgia, still a whole bunch of people without power and major, major devastation from Gulf Shores, Alabama, all the way over to almost Destin, Florida. All right, well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Couple of breaking stories during the night here. Apparently some police officers' homes and cars were shot up in Camden, New Jersey. They're currently looking for the perpetrator or perpetrators of that. And an arrest was made in the ambush and killing of an Arizona highway patrolman. There was a young lad they got. He had some type of machine pistol I saw the picture of. And apparently he might have been, by the way he looked anyway, if appearances mean anything, he might have been Latino by the way he looked.
Yeah, I saw that.
So thoughts and prayers go out to everybody there. But what I want to start with you is definitely something political. We've heard about it before. We've talked about it before. But something new, pardon me, has happened with the Minnesota Freedom Fund. Now, that's a bail fund that's backed by a group of Biden and Harris staffers, 11 we've since found out, as well as other people that have contributed to that. And it helped to get an accused child abuser released who this week went out and once again sexually assaulted a minor child.
This obviously happened after George Floyd, mm-hmm. and that this fund was created. And several Hollywood types have made contributions. Kamala Harris got in and she encouraged other people to make contributions to the fund, which they clearly did, and nobody really had any kind of control on who this fund would pay the bail to have them released. Mm-hmm. This fund was created to, for its bail money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the people that were released was somebody who sexually assaulted an 8-year-old girl, has a history of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Another one provided bail for a man accused of stomping and robbing a victim. in Minneapolis, and then yet another one that was released, according to court documents, was accused of assaulting a 71-year-old woman when burglarizing her home.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so do you think when Biden is on CNN that, you know, Anderson Cooper would even ask Biden if he checked out some of the things that his running mate would support and or has done, like her record or, you know, the things that she supports? No. Do you think that Kamala Harris would be asked any of these questions? Do you have any regrets about solidarity in encouraging the funding of the Minnesota Freedom Fund?
Yeah.
Is she going to be asked that question?
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, let's change it up with something here. This story came out from Fox. The only place where I've seen it or heard it is Fox. The Black Lives Matters Founders Group is fiscally sponsored by a pro-Chinese organization with direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party.
One of the co-founders, Lydia Lo, they have been partnering with a Chinese Communist Party organization, not only in Boston, but also in California. This particular Chinese organization was created in 1972. Where? In San Francisco. So I'm sure that Dianne Feinstein is well aware of it. But anyway, yes, several of the top people in Black Lives Matter have very close ties to this organization, very active within this organization, have spoken at some of their events. And so they have, Black Lives Matter has kind of a wing to it called Black Futures Lab, and that's where this is. So they, Black Futures Lab is fiscally sponsored project by the Chinese Progressive Association. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Dianne Feinstein has also been a part of some of their events.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get into a little conversation about California, because did you know that Governor Newsom and Senator Harris had their picture taken on private property and didn't have permission to be there, and the owners are a little hot, and they're Democrats. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature. Now, you heard me talking about it. I've been taking it for going on about 5 months now. I took it before a couple years ago. And I don't really know why I stopped, because I remember that it was really working good for me then. It's even working for me better now. But if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, I got a great deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature, and you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com. They've got all kinds of wellness products there, but please, please, please give the fruits and veggie capsules a try. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order, whatever it is you want to order. Combine it all together and you get 35% off. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach about any questions you might have. So, if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. And Denise Simon is going to start taking Balance of Nature, the fruits and veggies, and you're going to let everybody know how it works, aren't you?
Okay, that works.
Yep, there you go. Now, the state of California and the state of New Jersey has got something in common right now. They are hacking the taxes on their richest residents. But in the case of New Jersey, they're specifically targeting millionaires and billionaires, millionaires and billionaires. And it's already started in California, because I was watching the moving van guy last night they had on television. He said they're booked up months ahead of time, people getting the heck out of Dodge in California, especially in the richy sections of California, moving all over the country, anywhere but there. Same thing is going on in Jersey.
He, who you saw, was actually not a moving van, but he moved vehicles.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he's delighted for his business, but he has said that he may not be necessarily exclusively moving vehicles, because I think the moving companies themselves are pretty booked up. So he's a moving vehicle company that is moving things other than just vehicles, because they're so busy.
Sure, they load those little containers where they load up your household stuff in the back of a container and load them on those flatbeds and those drop deck trailers. I've seen them. You have too. By the way, a California family is hot under the collar because Governor Newsom and Senator Harris stood in front of their property, which had been destroyed, and had their pictures taken there and did an impromptu press conference. And quite honestly, they were mad because the insurance company hadn't been there yet. And here's the governor, and number two, it's a political thing, because these people are Democrats. They just said, hey, go somewhere else.
Well, yeah, they took a photo op. I think this was partially for also climate change. But the property had been destroyed by fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're blaming these fires, and we've seen that here in the last week or so, on climate change. And when Trump was even out there, he was like, yeah, okay, I'll listen. But, yeah, maybe not so much. So they just decided to walk onto the property without, one, advising the property owner, or two, getting their permission at all. And that's,
yeah,
I guess, what you would call, you know, propaganda.
Yeah, exactly. Now, homicides are up in this major city by 52% on top of the already high record level. So add whatever it is plus 52%. And a vast majority of the victims happen to be black or Latino. Do you know what city it is?
No.
Chicago.
Okay.
I would have thought it might have been New York or maybe Philadelphia, because what we've been hearing, or maybe even Seattle or Portland or maybe L.A., but Chicago, that's up 52% above the already record high levels, and it's predominantly blacks and Latinos that are being killed.
Well, you know, most of these are happening on the south side.
Are these gangs, separatists?
I believe the majority of them are. It's really quite remarkable to me that they don't have that discussion, but Chicago has, it's kind of a slippery number, but anywhere from 40,000 to 80,000, that's a lot. I mean, it's a bit widespread, but mm-hmm. You know, trying to find accurate information on it's difficult. I've looked at it for a good while.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere around 80,000 gang members.
Mm.
Yes. And most of these gang members, too, go way beyond the MS-13,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know has much of a footprint in Chicago, but the drug cartels do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these are necessarily warring factions because of the distributions.
Mm. Iran has sent some of their Islamic Revolutionary Guard strike teams to patrol the oil-rich provinces around Kazakhstan. I think I'm saying that right, which is right next to Kurdistan, which is right near where the Kurds are.
Okay.
Well, is that going to create a problem, you think?
I mean, whatever Iran does causes a problem.
I think they're trying to antagonize the Kurds into doing something.
Well, I mean, I think that is certainly part and parcel of mm-hmm. what we have seen in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
By the way, I heard a rumor that you were going to run right on down to Fort Lauderdale and take a look at some of those 18 Carnival cruise ships that are sitting there that are going up for auction, up for sale.
No, probably not going to do that.
We're going to have a bed and breakfast somewhere. Denise was going to open one up and have it at a port and have people come and enjoy the amenities on board the ship. Now, where do they do that? Is it the Queen Mary? Yeah, Queen Mary's, the hotel, right?
Yes. In Los Angeles, yes.
I wonder if anybody will do that, because Carnival is getting rid of 18 of their older cruise ships because of the coronavirus pandemic, and ain't nobody getting on a cruise ship.
Well, no. But they kind of go through cruise ships. These cruise lines go through cruise ships pretty quickly. And it's not so much because they get dated, but they... the way they're decorated and the way they're designed, you know, whether they're contemporary or, you know, the way they do dining rooms and all these other kinds of things, they're kind of disposable. But I have long said that mothballed Navy ships,
yep,
and mothballed cruise ships,
yep,
have tremendous opportunities to be sanctuary locations in the cases of
homeless,
you know, disasters.
Yeah, or homeless.
Well, yeah. And the other interesting thing is I would be looking to sell them to developing countries that may need some, you know, kind of housing and that kind of thing, too. But that's just me.
Yeah, well, it's a great idea. Great idea. By the way, perhaps Chris Rock is really on a roll here, because we know what he said 2 days ago. We talked about it. Yesterday, he went after Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama. He said Barack Obama's presidency marked progress for white people, not black people.
Yes, he did.
I mean, what's going on here? Is he suddenly getting with the
it's
program?
It's not a sudden thing. No, it's not sudden. He's kind of been that way.
Wow. I mean, I'm impressed. Keep it up is all I can say. Okay, let's talk about Attorney General William Barr, because he did it again. He's taking aim, according to him, he's taking aim at prosecutors inside his own Justice Department.
Well, what he did was he got on a conference call, and he apparently is seeing where he's got several lower-level lawyers within the entire system, not just what is known as main justice, but, mm-hmm, you know, Justice Department offices across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not aggressive enough. They're not assertive enough. And they kind of decide how things are charged and what is left out. They're kind of settling. And he doesn't like that. He goes, you know, we're letting too many people kind of get by with things here,
mm-hmm,
and he's not very happy. So he kind of got on his, I don't want to say high horse because that sounds like a pejorative, but he's just challenging them. You got to be more.
Okay, we will talk to you on the weekend show. Have yourself a great day up on the mountaintop and stay dry.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go up there, read all the great articles she has to offer, and sign up for her daily sit rep, too. I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere. Military Report coming up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a private call with federal prosecutors across the country, Attorney General William Barr's message was clear. Aggressively go after demonstrators who continue to cause violence. Barr pushed his U.S. attorneys to bring federal charges whenever possible to keep a grip on cases, even if the defendant could be tried in a state court instead of federal court. Federal convictions often result in longer prison sentences. The Trump administration's crackdown has already led to over 300 arrests on federal crimes in the protests since the death of George Floyd. Many are accused of violent crimes, such as arson for hurling Molotov cocktails and burning police cars, and assaulting law enforcement officers. Pockets of violence continue to pop up in cities including Portland, Rochester, New York, Minneapolis, Louisville, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this edition of our Captain's America Third Watch Military and Veterans News, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at. Check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One happens to be in Concord, Mass., which is a suburb of Boston, just outside the city limits of Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. Now, either way, you want to schedule a tour and take a tour of their facility and see what they're all about. It's the best way to find out about them. So give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Make sure you tell them you heard about them on my show, the Captain's America Third Watch, and they will give you the White Gloves Tour guaranteed. So, want to make sure you do that. 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. And you'll be so glad you did when you find out what's involved and what they offer you and your career. Okay. Got to talk about the hurricane response from the National Guard, as well as members of the Coast Guard and members of the regular military who are all showing up. Right now, there's between 1,000 and 1,500 of those different branches in the area where the recovery and rescue effort is going on. You need to be advised that some people came by yesterday. Some military folks came by yesterday. They were handing out MREs and some water and some different toiletries and whatnot, things that people might need. And if you were in an area where your home was underwater or in water, they were offering to get you out of the area and get you to shelter, which many people took advantage of. But one of my friends, Frank Salvato, who's a regular contributor to the show, who lives in Navarre, his structure was pretty much destroyed. And he got out of town in an RV and went out of the area, and then he's coming back in this morning. Now, he doesn't know if he's going to have cell service at all in the area because the towers are down, the power is down. You know the routine when you get a major storm hit your area. But he's going to try to call in here in the next hour. And if he does, we're going to get a first-hand report of what's going on because he's got friends that were in the area. Some of them have got two-way and amateur radios. That's how they're communicating. If I had a thought about it, I would have brought my amateur radio in here and would have made an attempt to call one of the stations up there in that area, but I didn't do it, so I'm out of luck at the moment. I might be able to think about it here in another minute. At the top of the hour break, see if I can get somebody up there on the ham bands. But the people that are there, my point is that they're going to need help, a lot of help. The federal government is there to help. But for you veterans that are involved in this, I want you to know that the American Legion is there to help, too. Now, you can do one of two things with the American Legion. You can either go to the American Legion website, or you can go to the FloridaDisaster.org website, or you can call 800-342-3557, that's 800-342-3557, and tell them what the problem is that you've got, the help that you need to have, whether it's financial or something else, not life-threatening, obviously, you call 911, but they will be able to work you through it. Now, there is money available, short-term money, eligible to Legionnaires and Sons of the American Legion members, approximately $3,000 to individuals, and $10,000 for Legion posts that have been destroyed or damaged and can no longer operate where they're at. So that's money that's there for Legion members. Now, the website for the Legion is legion.org. Legion.org. You can go there, www.legion.org, and you'll find the information right there on the home page. So there you go. And I hope that helped a bunch of veterans. That's what we tried to do with that. Now, President Trump and former Vice President Biden are detailing the breakdown of their military and veterans plans, what they plan on doing. We already know what President Trump has done. There was a questionnaire that I filled out, compiled by the Military Officers Association of America. I am a member of that. And they had something they sent to me. And the presidential candidates were promising a strong focus on military and veterans issues, but varied approaches on the goals of helping troops and their families was in there. So the MOAA wanted to find out what the members thought. So we'll wait and we'll see what the results are of that. And when we get them, I'll give them to you. The Air Force announced Wednesday that it will further push back its suspension of physical fitness testing until 2021 due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, and that's probably a good thing there. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper hammered home China's position as the number one adversary of the United States, the most daunting threat coming from China, during a speech given this week. By the way, very sad story. A 29-year-old Marine is dying of rare brain cancer, believed to have been caused by the burn pits in Afghanistan. He and his family are adamant that the cancer was caused by toxic exposure during his son's service, the son's service in Afghanistan, where pits of burning trash smoldered and smoked all day and all night, spewing toxic fumes into the air that he breathed. I'm well aware of that problem, and yes, we talked about it before. It actually started in Desert Storm with what was going on over there and the chemicals that the guys and gals got into. Remember, oh, there's no weapons of mass destruction. They don't have any of that, really. What do you think blew up when we destroyed their supply depots in the desert and whatnot? What do you think was in there with the blue and the green and the purple smoke coming out of it? That wasn't ice cream. Gee whiz. Now, also, the civilian head of the Defense Department's office overseeing strategic missile defense apparently is being charged with harassing female employees for going on 7 years. Number one, to me, I don't know how they got along with it that long. Number two, the Inspector General is just now filing the new report that's out there. Holy cow. I mean, this is unbelievable. But here we go again. By the way, in Iraq, a Katyusha rocket landed inside the heavily fortified green zone in Baghdad. The Iraqi military says that the British embassy convoy was targeted on a key highway during the city that day, but they missed out on that too. So there you go with everything that's going on. Also, in the grand scheme of things here, and good morning to, let's see, who was that? Good morning to Major Mac. How are you doing there, sir? Nice to hear from you. Also, according to Brown University, they released a study examining the correlation between the U.S. military conflicts in the post-9/11 era and an increase in police militarization. And they say that the police militarization was increased because of the direct results of September 11th. Well, duh, we did not know and still don't know if we're not going to be counterattacked by those guys that tried to destroy America and took down the towers. We just don't know. So it is what it is, and we'll just have to wait and see. All right, let me go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't seen what Pennsylvania Supreme Court just did, okay, now you got to wake up here. Okay, you got to wake up. They're trying to steal this election. Okay, the legislature of every state has jurisdiction, and all you red states like here, okay, you got to make sure that the six that you override, you call an emergency session in Pennsylvania, and you declare Article 2, Section 1, that the legislature has jurisdiction. You don't need Governor Wolf's signature. You don't need the Supreme Court, and that everybody's ballot has to be in on November 3rd, and that has to be a legitimate ballot to be counted, not the crooked stuff that they pull in that you can have your ballot come in on the 6th of November and be counted, okay? We're standing with Donald Trump. We're standing with the Republican Party, and y'all need to stand with Donald Trump every...
Well, Todd got caught off by the computer. That's the way it goes. But I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Before I get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in right now, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job, and you'll get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of service. So whether you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, or even Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get $100 cash today and a brand spanking new windshield. All right, and joining us right now, we've got the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I told you I was going to ask you a question. What are the three most popular comfort foods during a pandemic?
I'm trying to think about it. You know, we started out in the winter. It's the same, whether it be the winter or the summer. I have no idea.
Well, wait till you hear this. Number one is pizza.
Comfort food. Okay, I guess so. Yeah, it's easy.
Number two is hamburgers.
Okay.
And number three, and number three is the one that I think Nancy Pelosi gave him this idea, ice cream.
Ice cream. Oh, boy, I guess everybody's putting on some weight, huh?
Well, yeah, I didn't say you had been in a pandemic was going to lose any, but yeah, you're probably right. But there you go. There you go. So that's the deal. Number one, number two, number three. Now, I got to ask you, have you been seeing any moving vans leaving your area?
Actually, not where I live. Actually moving in. People leaving the city and coming out here. We also have people that are deciding to, you know, get, when they're getting close to retirement, moving out. But where I live, outside of the city, it's been crazy. So many people are moving out of the city and out in this direction.
All right. Now, New Jersey, according to the governor, just made a fantastic arrangement with the people there, the millionaires. Get this, that it's okay if they raise the taxes on the millionaires only.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
I don't believe it.
Oh, it's nonsense. People are going to leave. People have been leaving for a while. A lot of, obviously, they're going after the ultra wealthy in New Jersey, and they've been doing that here in New York, and people continue to leave. There is that point in time where the straw that breaks the camel's back, and people are finally going to get out. My thing is that what happens if Biden wins and looks to put in all these additional taxes? I think many people around here will just say, you know what, that's it. I can't take it anymore.
But don't worry. If you aren't going to get taxed if you make more than $400,000 a year. You just are not going to get taxed.
Right, sure. Yeah, I got a bridge I want to sell you, too.
And what they keep saying when they talk about millionaires and that $400,000 a year is if you're running any type of store or market, you could be in that category where technically you're a millionaire because that's how much money you brought in and you're going to get hit. Now, the state of California, the governor out there, Newsom, also said the same thing. He says, we've made an agreement, an arrangement with our richest residents that we're going to raise their taxes and it's okay. But in the meantime, there's an exodus coming out of California, convoys of moving vans coming out of California.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You study some of the truck rental companies and U-Hauls and where they're going, and it's very, very difficult. Some areas you have to wait upwards of a month, month and a half to 2 months to even get a hold of one because they're all out. They're all leaving the state.
Yeah. And they're driving these big 24, 26-foot rental, one-way rental trucks back into California from wherever they wind up going to. There's convoys of them going into California to be rented again.
Yeah, well, that's it. They got to get them back in because so many of them are leaving. That's why it's been very difficult.
Now, if I were to tell you that homicides in this major city were up 52% on top of the already record high levels, with the vast majority of victims being black or Latino, what city would you think that would be?
With the highest amount of crime right now?
Being black or Latino murders in the city, which city would that be where it's 52% above the already high record levels?
Chicago.
You're right. Absolutely spot on right.
Oh, it's terrible there. And again, it doesn't really get the type of coverage that it deserves. And, it's unfortunate. You got all this Black Lives Matter, communist nonsense that's taking place all over the country. And, they haven't been focusing on the real violence within some of these neighborhoods. It's a shame. I don't know if you saw this, Matt. I wanted to bring this up to you. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It's the English Premier League, which is their highest level soccer league,
right,
came out and they disassociated themselves with Black Lives Matter because they said, hey, you know what? This is a political movement. This isn't about racism.
Well, there's more than that involved because I have found out that there is a money trail that starts from the founding members of Black Lives Matter, the three women that started it, that goes right back to a Chinese company owned by the Chinese Communist government.
I heard something about some connection.
It's a Fox News story. You'll be able to find it by going there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting to see how, is this a way that they're meddling in an election? Is this how this is done?
Could be. It kind of looks like it to me.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, at a town hall, Joe Biden blasted President Trump's criminal virus response, saying that he's responsible for all these people. They all died because of him. Nobody would have died on my watch because I would have done things differently and no one would have died. How can he make a statement like that?
Well, he's gonna say anything. You know, it's a election time, so they're going to say whatever they want to say. And he's a bumbling fool. He really is. I still, for the life of me, I can't understand how anybody could vote for this guy. I mean, he's, you're not voting for him. You're voting for whoever controls him and, going to end up running the country for him because he's just completely incapable right now. I mean, when he's down there in Tampa, oh my Lord merciful. I watched that video. We made a fool of himself there. I mean, I'm surprised, you know, they didn't play up that to a greater degree. I mean, it's just completely incapable.
By the way, yesterday Fox News silenced former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Don't know if you saw that or not.
I heard something. One of the they got into an argument with one of their panels on one of the shows.
Marie Scharf, and Newt Gingrich started to cite some factual items, and then they cut him off, and that was the end of that. But Bill O'Reilly also chimed in and said Fox News has intentionally covered up factual stories on George Soros before that would really alienate the country against Soros, and he should be. He's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's pretty much a James Bond villain. That's kind of how I look at him. It's like a James Bond villain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one way of looking at it. I go worse than that. The guy, his background and all that stuff, we should take his money and just throw him out of the hell out of the country and say, you stay out, because he's contributing to the demise of the country. I don't know what's going to happen, but the Big Ten's going to play football. Obviously, people are going to be happy, but we're still not going to get fans in the stands, I don't think.
Who knows? I enough is enough at this point in time. The reality is that, you know, people are going to still get COVID. It's going to happen. If you're young and you're healthy and, you know, you fall into that area where you'll be okay, well, then I think it should be your choice to go. I think that if you're more of someone that's at risk, you should obviously be somewhat more careful. I mean, that's just, that town has to be handled right now. Found it interesting yesterday that Fauci basically said he'd put his money on a vaccine being done by November or December. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that, but I'm also hearing that we could see one in the next 4 to 5 weeks. Now, that's right in the same timetable.
Yeah, it'd be nice. You know, I'm kind of hoping to get one in before the election. That would be really good.
Mm-hmm. By the way, toilet paper stocks are back up, helped in part by Mexico. So if your paper has a toilet paper has a Spanish accent to it, you'll know where it came from.
Where did you get that story from? That's kind of funny.
It's on Newsmax. I would have thought you would have seen it. It's right on the front page. But here's the other thing. If suddenly you start hollering, ole, ole, in the bathroom, I guess we'll know why, won't we?
Yeah, Matt, you gotta start moonlighting as a Saturday Night Live writer. This is some good scripture coming up with
this. Yeah, that was a good one. But there's one for you. You can use that for the weekend show.
Mm-hmm. That is good.
All right, here comes the music. I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you on Monday. I can't wait to hear what you have to say in the weekend on the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. And you'll hear his show on the weekend on many of these same fine stations, as well as a whole bunch of other ones. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back. And if you hear somebody in the bathroom this morning hollering, hola, hola, guess what? They might have toilet paper that came from Mexico. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.